Well, welcome to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And this is my first time in the new studio, and it's quite nice. But today, we want to talk about the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is coming up next Saturday. And in the studio today are Aaron Foose with United Church Homes and Daniel Bradshaw with the Marion Community Credit Union. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Yes, it's a worthwhile event that I think that we should do what we can to support. So, tell us about the event and enlighten us.
We'd like to invite everyone out to the Walk to End Alzheimer's on September 14th at OSUM. We start registration about 8 a.m. and have a brief ceremony at 9 a.m. and then we lead off into the walk. Our goal is to raise $38,000 this year, and so far we're about 60% to goal.
Oh, good.
So we'd love to have folks come out and join us and help us raise some money to end Alzheimer's.
I am presuming there will be sponsor sheets that people need to get ahead of time, maybe to have different people sponsor them, and how do they get those?
You can get that online on our website. It's ACT.ALZ.org, or you can just come right on out and join us. There will be folks there that will take your donations when you register at the site.
Are there more than just your two companies sponsoring this event?
We have quite a few sponsors this year. United Church Homes, Edward Jones, Ohio Health, Interim Healthcare, Presidential Post Acute Hospice of Central Ohio, American Nursing Care, Community Care and Rehabilitation, Kingston Residents of Marion, Marion Community Credit Union, The Windmore, Precision Auto Repair and Towing, and St. John Lutheran Church.
A lot of sponsors there. Mm-hmm. How long is the walk?
Just over a mile.
Just a little bit over a mile?
Yep, okay. You go at your own pace.
Okay. So you're looking for people to get sponsors, or at least to come walk and contribute. So, again, this is this coming Saturday, the 14th, at the Ohio State University, and you're kicking off at, I think of OSU and I think kickoff, I'm sorry. What time do you start again?
Registration's open from 8 to 9, and there's a brief ceremony at 9 a.m., and then the walk will follow the ceremony.
Okay. Wonderful. Alzheimer's is a terrible thing. Sometimes not so much for the actual person that is afflicted with it as much as it is the folks around.
Correct.
That person. Yep. I've been through the Alzheimer's stages with a few people in my life, and I understand that. Is there anything about Alzheimer's you'd like to share?
So right now there are 220,000 Ohioans living with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it affects the caregivers just as much. So that's about 750,000 people afflicted with it, between the caregivers and those living with the disease. And that's just in Ohio.
Wow.
It is the sixth leading cause of death. It kills more than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined.
Mm-hmm. I recently lost I shouldn't have started talking about this. A good friend, she was my first grade teacher, and we went to the same church, and she had Alzheimer's and wandered off and ended up in the process passing away. Won't go into detail on that, but it was terrible to watch what she was going through. But her husband was so patient and so loving. You know, you don't want to put a person in the rest home, but sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, and it's a very difficult thing to go through. I know I've gone through it with my family, so that's why I'm very passionate about this cause.
Oh, I am too, believe me.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I watched my own grandmother, you know, suffer with it, and one of the many frustrating parts of it is you're looking at this person that from the outside, like physically, they are still doing everything that, you know, able to do everything
right.
Just fine.
Right.
That it's just, and so it's seeing them with the frustration of, of trying to recall things and trying to remember how to do certain things, and just how that mm-hmm. how that goes forward, and how long some people do suffer with it because of that. It really is something that hits everybody. It hits the caretakers. It hits the person afflicted, obviously. It hits the caretaker. It hits the family members and the friends and those around them. And it's just incredible to me the lack of knowledge and the lack of information, not information, but the lack of just awareness out there compared to these other diseases when it does right. kill more people.
Right.
You know, more seniors are you know, affected by that than these other things. That, not that they don't deserve the recognition that these, you know, these other diseases that they get, but it's just one of those things that there's research and there's support out there, but it's just not talked about as much.
I don't think people know where to go for resources.
Right, and that's another important part of this is not just the. You know, raising money for research, but and the support, but also I think it's good that every time that we're talking about this, that we make sure people in the community know that there is support out there. There is a support mm-hmm. system out there, thanks to the Alzheimer's Association, and there are places you can go. There are people you can talk to, and that's not just for those that are afflicted with the disease, but also those that are caring for them, or those that are near them, or people that even have questions, because I know there are some families that are having those difficult conversations thinking that someone might be suffering, but it's that touchy subject that they don't want to broach with their loved one because, you know, it can be so emotional. It can Sure. be a very difficult thing for someone to come to terms with. And again, by all outside appearances, things seem fine. So it's a lot more difficult to
right.
to have a clear line of saying, okay, yes, this is happening, and you know these steps need to be taken because it can come in so many different ways and how it you know manifests itself. But yeah, every 65 seconds, I think, is the. Mm-hmm. How often someone is develops the disease in the United States every 65 seconds. Wow. And you know that, so I think things that we do, like the walk to end Alzheimer's mm-hmm. on Saturday, that's just as much you know what it's about is raising the awareness that yes, this disease is out there. Of course people know about it, but also there is a community out there, and if you have not been affected by it, then I don't think you're looking hard enough, because I feel Correct. Positive that it is so widespread that there's somebody that you know, you're connected in some way to someone that has been, you know, afflicted with the disease. And if you haven't, if you've been fortunate enough to not, it will be sometime mm-hmm. in your lifetime that you will come in contact with somebody.
So the proceeds from this event are going to go to the Alzheimer's Association. I think you probably mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
Now, are they helping in the research, developing
yes.
medications, or
yeah, the research
trying to find the
is,
cause, that sort of thing?
The research is always continuing. There's new medications coming out every day. Of course, we haven't found the cure yet, mm-hmm. but... something to at least help with some of the symptoms mm-hmm. that happen. One of the latest things to come out in the research has been that you could be living with Alzheimer's for 10 to 20 years before you even
right.
show those symptoms.
And I presume that the association also works with those family members and those that are associated with the folks that are afflicted. Counseling and
yes.
things like that as well.
Yep. There is a 24/7 helpline. The number for that is 1-800-272-3900. That is out of the Chicago National Office, but they can get you resources locally. And there's also a support group going on in Marion currently on the second Wednesday of each month.
Oh, wow.
From 2 to 3 and from 5:30 to 6:30. And there is respite available, and that support group's held at Kingston.
Okay.
So the Alzheimer's Association is a part of that as well. And they also provide educational pieces if you want to come speak to your group and provide more information. They're a great resource for that as well.
Okay. Would you do me a favor and repeat again how to get a hold of, if you're interested in that group, how to participate?
The support group is the second Wednesday of each month at Kingston Residence of Marion on James Way. The times are 2 to 3 p.m. and 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The contact is Susan Kulbaugh, and her number is 740-389-2311.
Okay. So maybe we'll give that one time later in case somebody's
Absolutely.
Needing this information. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a pencil or a pen
yep.
in front of them.
Yep.
Maybe we can catch some folks that are in need
yes.
of that help.
Yes.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about concerning the walk to end Alzheimer's?
I think one thing would be that you don't even need to be pre-registered. If you're just now hearing about this and you want to take part, you still could, go to the website. Mm-hmm. You know, people can still register at act.alz.org, and there's a button that says Find Your Walk. You can just click on that, put in your zip code. It'll get you right to the Marion Walk page and get all that information. But even if it is the day of, you can come in the day of and sign up to walk. So I think with these kind of events, some people have it in their head that, oh, well, I need to have been fundraising for several months and
right,
getting all this
right.
money brought up, and
no.
I can't just show up the day of. And that's not the case with this one. We welcome everybody. We want to see several hundred people out there walking. I know we had how many? Do we have over 300?
We had over 300 participants
last year.
Wow.
Year.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Maybe we can beat that record this year.
We're hoping.
We'd
yeah.
love to.
Yeah.
We'd absolutely love to. Yeah. And yes, the dollar amount is significant, and we have those goals, and we want to strive towards that. But just as important is the number of people that are, again, aware of it and can spread awareness about the support that's out there, and really just, you know, the more people we have walking out there, then the more eyeballs are going to
yes.
see those
mm-hmm.
people, and that might even just raise a question of, oh, what is this that's happening? But yeah, so anybody that does want to get involved, even though it's happening this Saturday and your registration and sign up starts at 8 o'clock, you can make the decision at 7:30 Saturday
right.
morning that
mm-hmm.
you can and will participate in this, and we will welcome you with open arms. Absolutely. Come on down to Iowa State Marion and join us.
Yes.
Well, let's say that somebody can't make it out there or hasn't found somebody to sponsor, and they just want to give a donation. What's the best way to take care of that?
Yeah.
You can make a donation on the webpage as well. That's act.alz.org. And you can make a direct donation to the Alzheimer's Association. You can bring your money with you to the walk and come out and make a donation there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all kinds of options. And I would say also just kind of, you know, keep your eyes and ears open in the community, because some of the teams that register, and they do different fundraisers throughout mm-hmm. the entire year. We'll even have some things going on after the walk has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be dinner at a certain restaurant where a portion of the proceeds will go towards the walk or towards the Alzheimer's Association, or you might have local businesses or organizations holding bake sales and any of the other kind of fundraisers that you normally see. Those events are happening all year long.
Okay.
So I would say even keeping an eye out for those kinds of opportunities where you can take place. This year we did something different. There was a paint night, a paint class, where they had an artist that you know taught folks how to paint, and there was a registration cost for that, and the proceeds then went towards some local Alzheimer's walk teams as well. So there are all kinds of opportunities. The easiest way is to just donate to the website, but if you want to get more involved, or you just are looking for something else that you can kind of experience with it, then there are definitely opportunities for that throughout the year.
let's say that I'm in a group, a church group or a scout group or Lions Club or something, and want to have my own event. What's the best way to contact somebody to let them know, hey, I want to have an event. How do I give, who do I give, you know, what do I do? Or can you get some support on something like that? Or
yeah, I would say probably Lindsay would probably be Lindsay Collins. She is the, she's the walk coordinator. And her phone number is 614-442-2014. So she's the person that she heads up our walk. There are a few others in her region that she, she coordinates.
As well as Delaware and Chillicothe.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that will come sometimes, or will at least put you in contact with the right person to come and speak to a group, or to kind of give you at least advice and best practices on what kind of event you could put on, fundraisers that she's seen other groups do in the past. And like I said, we've even tried something new. The last 2 years we've done different things. You know, last year there was an ice cream social type of event that we held. This year there was this paint night event that was held. It was something a little bit different. And then there are some tried and true events that happen year after year that where people are raising money. And but that doesn't mean that that's the only way to do it. There, you know, we would love to get more organizations, more groups involved to take part and to find new ways to raise money and raise awareness.
Certainly. Well, it's a it's an event that's well worth your time, folks, well worth your money, to help put an end to Alzheimer's, now also help support those that are dealing with an Alzheimer's situation. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
I understand you have a blood drive coming up soon out at the credit union.
We do. We do. We've had a good number of those. Typically, we have one in January and June. And recently, the Red Cross contacted us, and they said they're looking at a shortage right now.
Because the hurricane,
and with the hurricane, you know, that I've heard that at least for certain types, they were already dealing with some shortage issues, and then with you know, the hurricane coming through, that kind of compounded the problem. So they asked if we would add one onto our schedule, and we said, you know, of course, you know, we're always there to help. So out at our Barks Road location on Wednesday, November 6th, where the Bloodmobile is going to be there, and you know, people can get a hold of us at Marion Community Credit Union. The phone number is 740-389-9960, and you can ask for Tanya, and she will be able to get you signed up for an appointment. We're pretty early out there. We just set this up within the last few days, actually. So, and it's obviously only September, so you still have some time before you would need to book an appointment. And we'll take walk-ins as well. We usually have some openings for walk-ins as well. But yeah, Wednesday, November 6th, there's going to be a blood drive. And that's something that we've done for several years now. And I was a person that needles and I don't get along. I
agree. I understand that.
I, you know, even just, you know, a little bit of blood for, you know, a basic, you know, running the lab work, you know, for an annual physical and those type of things. I'm few deep breaths before we go in kind of situation. But a couple of times ago, I said, you know what, you've got these people out there who have been through whatever they've been through, and they need the blood. You know, I'd imagine they're probably pretty scared, mm-hmm. and have gone through a lot worse than me sitting down and getting a little poke,
right.
and then just sitting there and letting it do its work. You know, so I.
But you get cookies and juice.
Well, yeah, there's that too. see, I don't tell that part of it though, because then it makes me sound like I'm selfish. And no,
that's okay.
But yeah,
some
so
people
I,
are. If that gets them in, tell them.
Right? Yeah, that works too. But yeah, so I kind of tried to put myself in that kind of a mindset, because they had had one there before, and I said, that's not really my thing. I'm not going to do that. And then the more I thought about it, and I kind of imagined, you know, if I was you know, the one sitting there in a hospital bed, and I needed blood, you know, I would imagine I'd be quite scared at that moment. I would have gone through quite a bit at that moment, And I think I'd be a little mad at somebody if their reason for not giving, which was then the reason that I wasn't getting, was because, oh, well, I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
And not that it's not a valid fear. Like I said, I'm not a fan of needles myself. So I kind of, you know, forced myself into it. And then I went through the process and I said, oh, that's it? Like, it was not, I'd built it up into this big thing in my head. And then I went through it and said, that wasn't at all as bad as I anticipated it being. And so now each time I give, that's always, you know.
And I don't think it takes much time.
It doesn't take much time. It's maybe a half hour from beginning to end, from the time that you get in there and they go through all the questions that they do. There's an option if you sign up ahead of time where you can even kind of do those questions in advance, so that knocks some of the time off of there. And then it's just, you know, lying down, and then they do what they need to do, and then you're done. And maybe you get a cookie and some juice at the end of it. So, I would really encourage anybody, if you're out there and you've not given blood before, I would suggest, you know, give it a try. I mean, it's...
Well, and really, actually, most of these people are pretty good with the needle, and it doesn't hurt that much.
No, it is really not that bad. And they walk you through it, and they are wonderful, and they prepare you for everything that's going to happen. There's no surprises to it. And so I would just encourage them, as, you know, if you're afraid of needles, I'm one of you. I get it. Trust me, I get it. Believe me, I get it.
So Daniel will be the first one there to give blood that day, I'm sure.
I will. Well, as soon as we confirm the date, then that's immediately what Tanya
says.
I want to see it
on YouTube.
No. You want to see me go? No, I don't think anyone wants to see that. But yeah, so that's, you know, immediately we booked the date. So that Wednesday, November 6th. And then as soon as that was confirmed, then Tanya said to me, okay, I need your blood. So what time do you want to give? Because it's not a question anymore. It's you are going to.
Yep.
So I'm already signed up for that. And I would encourage everybody else out there, if you're able, to please give, because it's something we can't just make and you can't just buy. It's not a, you know, resource that you can just, you know, make happen. So
if
people are not donating it, then, you know, that's not like money. You know, if we need more money, you can have a bake sale. You can do this. You can do all kinds of different things. There's really only one way to get blood, and that's blood donations.
Yes.
So if you're able, I'd encourage people to please you know, consider that, you know, whether at ours or any other event by the Red Cross.
And I believe you can go on the Red Cross website to see where other bloodmobiles are going on as well. So you might want to – I mean, we're talking about yours in November. There might be some sooner.
Oh, I'm positive.
That you can participate in. I don't have that information right in front of me, but go to their website the Red Cross website, that is. I'm sure that you can find others before November. But make sure you stop out and see Daniel at theirs in November.
Wednesday, November 6th.
6th, okay.
Out at the Barks Road location. Yeah.
Okay. Recently there was an event back in July that you were on the air for before it happened.
Yeah.
And that was The Wall That Heals.
Yeah.
Would you like to kind of recap that event and tell us, you know, what you saw there, what happened, how it went?
Oh, yeah. First off, thank you to all of you at WWGH for the tremendous help that you gave in letting us come on and talk about the event ahead of time to mm-hmm. let people know it was going to be here. The last thing that I wanted, the last thing any of us wanted that were working on it was for it to have come and gone and for there to be people out there that said, oh, well, I didn't hear anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked to get the word out there.
It was all over the place.
And you all helped us a lot with mm-hmm. that. We appreciate that. And huge thank you to all the people that volunteered. We kept adding them up. And then when we factored in everything else, I forget, 400 plus, 500 plus volunteers in some way, shape, or form, either leading up to the event or during the event. So that was phenomenal, and Erin was one of those, and she went above and beyond and was helping us. You know, she may have signed up for one block of time, and then she said, well, I can stay for a little while longer, and then she was there a little while longer. Well, I can stay a little while more.
It was life-changing. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah, and in all, we had over 11,000 people that came to experience the Wall
That Heals.
Really? And that's just, that number is just phenomenal to me. And I was out there, as were many of the volunteers. I was out there in the morning or in the afternoon or the evening, and there were so many different aspects of it that were, like Aaron said, they were life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Between just seeing the community come together to do something like this, and then seeing the people come out to experience it, and then talking to veterans and walking with them out to the wall. And as we're going out to find a certain name on the wall, and they're sharing stories with you,
mm-hmm.
Seeing their reaction, seeing those moments, and just, you know, being part of that entire process of trying to help them to heal, whether it was a veteran or a family member or a neighbor, you know, it's just you can't describe the feeling. And there are, you know, stories that I heard. They were affirming and heartbreaking at the same time. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, there's so many emotions felt during that entire experience. But it was a phenomenal event, not because of us, but because of this community and the support that we had and the comments that we got from the people with the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, who are the ones that have the wall, that make it happen. They commented several times on the quality of the volunteers that we had,
mm-hmm.
the assistance they were giving to people, and just the way they approached having the wall here. And then there were the additional things, the ceremonies that we held, the pinning ceremony, the remembrance mm-hmm. ceremony, the extra things that we did ahead of time, going out to area nursing homes and holding pinning ceremonies for those that weren't able to make it out to the pinning ceremony at the location itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, you all have, you can tell that your heart is so in the right place for this, that you guys have stepped up and done things that we've not seen other sites mm-hmm. do before. And that tells us we chose the right place for it to come to Ohio this year. Because of that extra effort, you know that the heart is in the right place. And I hope everybody else experienced that and felt that way as well, that this was not a thing to promote a business or any organization. This truly was something to welcome home all of those Vietnam veterans that did not get that welcome.
Certainly.
when they first came home, and to try to help in that healing process. So hopefully, you know, people that are listening, I hope you were able to make it out to it. And if not, I would encourage you to keep your eyes open for the next time that it comes to Ohio. Even if you have to drive a couple of hours to see it, I would encourage you to do so, because you can explain it and you can show pictures and videos, but there's nothing like being there and physically seeing the 58,000 plus names engraved on that wall. There's no way I can get that across in words to you, and to see the reaction and the things left behind by people. It's
mm-hmm.
it's just, yeah, it's forever changed my perspective on many things.
I learned so much just volunteering that day and talking to the people that came out to see the wall. I thought I knew about the Vietnam War. I had no clue. Mm-hmm. I had no clue. I went home Same. A changed person.
Really?
Every day I learned something new. Going back out and helping to tear it down, and then getting very emotional when it drove away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't want it to go.
Right. Yeah, and for all the hours and the aches and the sweat and the bruises and the everything else that came with it, it was the same thing. Like while physically and mentally I was like, okay, it, you know, this huge task is done. You know, it was a relief in that sense, but at the same time, it was like, our work isn't done. You know, we've got to continue sharing about this and make sure other people do.
Certainly.
And, you know, I've already talked to a few different potential sites, because that's what they do. After you have hosted the event, then if they feel comfortable and you're comfortable with it, then they will give your name and contact information to other cities and other organizations that are considering bringing it, mm-hmm. and they're submitting their applications for future years. And so I've been in touch with a couple of those, and one was in Michigan, and some of their folks actually came down from Michigan down to Ohio to see it in person, and they called, and I spoke to them about, you know, how we handled certain things and best practices and just our own experience and things to look out for, mm-hmm. you know, where we learned and had to adjust. And I immediately, as soon as we got off the phone, I looked up where they were located and said, okay, that's about a 3-hour drive, but if they get selected for 2020, I'm going. Mm-hmm. Like, I am packing up right. the kids, and we are going to make the trip up there to see it.
Sure.
Just to experience it again and to support it, because it's just, it's awesome.
Do you think that it left an impression on the children? Do you think the children went away with the same feelings, the same knowledge that you did?
In some respects, I'm sure it did. I know I was very excited because my own children were out of town. They were visiting with grandma and grandpa up in Michigan, and they came back on Sunday, and it ended up that they got back into town earlier than expected.
Mm-hmm.
So I had already had some conversations with them. They're 9 and 6.
Okay.
So you can only, there's only so much they can grasp. Well,
that's
and only
true.
So much to go into. But especially the 9-year-old, you know, Anna, she was asking questions just when she knew I was out talking about this thing that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had questions while they were there. So I feel like they gained some understanding. But I saw ones even younger than that. And you could hear the conversations that the parents or the grandparents would just try to explain to them. You know, well, you know, these are... You know, all these names that you see on here, these are people who, you know, were in a war, and they died. They didn't get to come back home. And, you know, we're here and able to do the things that we get to do every day because of what they did. So I'm hoping, I was happy it was in the summer in some respects, but in another way, I'm kind of disappointed that we couldn't have landed it at a time when schools were in session.
Okay.
We still had
yeah.
groups that came through.
That's
and,
true.
And we had gone out and talked yeah. to different youth groups and things, and we still had several students and kids of all ages that did come out there to see it, but I so wish it could have been while school was in session so that the different schools could have brought more students out there to take it in, because like I said, like Aaron said, you know, my understanding was very limited, and I still feel like I have so much more to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine that those that are in school now, even further removed from that time than I was when I was in school, would have even less of an understanding. Now, of course, they have resources that I didn't have available, you know, during all my years of high
sure.
school as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go out and seek it on their own, but... But I'm hoping. I'm hoping that people, because I know I did, so I would hope that the kids that were out there would walk away with a better appreciation, even if they don't have a full understanding of you know, the Vietnam War and everything that transpired there, but at least a better appreciation for this is why we thank veterans. This is why we have, you know, Veterans Day. This is why you see so many places that do special things for the veterans that are here.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because they came back doesn't mean they aren't carrying a lot of, you know, heavy weight with them still from what they experienced.
Certainly.
And I met several of those veterans while the wall was here. So that, and that kind of opens it up too. It makes you rethink a little bit, you know, your approach. It's not just, it's like you already have an appreciation, and then when you see it up close,
mm-hmm.
Then it gives you a whole new level of appreciation for what they gave. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a phenomenal event.
I think that the weather pretty well kept nice throughout that too, didn't it?
It
from what I remember.
It cooperated. It was a little warmer than we would have liked, and the setup day was a little more rain than we would have liked.
Oh, that's
but,
true. Yeah.
But overall, for the day, when the weather hit as it did, it still worked out. So during the setup, it rained, and then okay, well that made the ground softer. So when they were putting stakes into the ground,
it helped, it was easier.
There you go. When we were moving things and carrying the panels that could weigh up to 80 pounds, it was cooler outside, so we weren't as as hot, and it made that a little more bearable. The only thing was the day of the remembrance and the pinning ceremonies. That was the hottest day that we had, and that was incredible to see the number of people that still came out despite that heat. They still came out there and took part, and that was my biggest concern was, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, those that were coming out to receive their pin, those Vietnam veterans, that they were able to do so, and we still had a huge turnout for that. So so overall, the weather was, you know, a little rain and a little heat, but nothing that caused us to have to close anything down for any period of time, and hopefully nothing that kept too many people from being able to come out and experience the wall while it was here. So we were really fortunate. And I haven't looked at the forecast for Saturday for the walk to end Alzheimer's, but I'm hoping we're going to be just as fortunate with the weather.
It's going to be a beautiful day with no rain.
Perfect.
We heard the forecast right here, straight from Aaron. So
that is an official.
Yes.
That's the FOOS. Well, we're not 5 days away, are we? Almost. The FOOS almost 5 day forecast, and that has the guarantee.
Yes.
Not a guarantee. That it's an guarantee.
The guarantee.
It's going to be beautiful. So please come out to the Walk the End Alzheimer's. Saturday out at Ohio State Marion. Registration and check in. That starts at 8 o'clock. Ceremony at 9. Walk starts at 9:30. So you know, please get out there. You know, be part of that and make that another great event right here in our community.
Now, Aaron, I'm going to throw you a curveball here. You weren't expecting this, but I think you can handle it. Some people aren't sure what it is that United Church Homes does, and I think that would be good to share that.
Oh, absolutely. We have been around 103 years, actually, and been in Marion since 1989. We do skilled nursing care and affordable housing for seniors. We take care of 4,500 seniors in 13 states and 2 Native American reservations. And that is our corporate office in downtown Marion. So there's about 50 people that work there, and we support the 1,500 caregivers out in our communities.
And that's what you do. I'm sure there are people that had no idea what United Church Homes was. So,
and I didn't either.
Of course, we know what the credit union does, but so we won't need
well,
to explain that.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. And your credit union does a lot of public things to help folks, and we appreciate that. Of course, being very instrumental in the Wall that Heals, talking about the Alzheimer's Walk, you're talking about Bloodmobile. There are a lot of things your credit union does in the community, so it's much appreciated as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Excuse me, getting a frog in my throat here.
Yeah.
So I said earlier that we would give the information if people could use support of who to contact. Why don't we give that one more time? By now, I hope you have a pencil or pen with you. So.
Great. There's a 24/7 helpline. The number for that is 1-800-272-3900. There's lots of resources on their website, and that's at alz.org. There's a support group held on the second Wednesday of each month at 2 o'clock and at 5:30 at Kingston Residence at 464 James Way in Marion. The contact person for that is Susan Kuba, and her phone number is 740-389-2311. And respite is available during that support group meeting.
Okay, that's wonderful. And again, the Walk to End Alzheimer's is this Saturday the 14th at the Ohio State University at Marion. Registration, you said it earlier. When is it? I don't have it written down.
Registration begins at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
and
okay.
It's open till 9. And then there's a brief ceremony from 9 to approximately 9:30. And then we'll start the walk at 9:30. And it's just around a mile.
Yep, just around the OSUM campus.
Yep, it's a beautiful walk to go on. And it's going to be beautiful weather. We've got the guarantee of beautiful weather. I'm looking at it right now for Saturday, a high that day of 77.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So even if we were walking during the warmest part of the day, it would be comfortable, but we're walking in the morning. It'll be a nice brisk morning. So, you know, you won't be too warm. It'll be just that right, you know, getting close to fall temperature, and not a problem at all. And like she said, you walk at your own pace. It's not a race. It's a walk, not a run to end Alzheimer's. It is definitely a walk. And we've had some people that say, can I run it? And if you want to, you go right ahead. And I will wave at you from a far back distance as I just take a leisurely stroll all the way through. But it's a nice time to come out and see all these people and to learn a little bit more about what's available and just to be around friends, and for some people it's a good time for them to be around other people. It's a form of that support that we need to kind of look around and know that, you know, if you you have someone who is struggling with this, that you're not alone. You're not the only one, and there are people out there, and it is a loving and caring community that you can lean on, and you can find strength from when you need to, and sometimes that's what people need the most, is just knowing they have other people that they could reach out to, and just to express the fears and the concerns or the frustrations that come with having a loved one that is suffering from Alzheimer's, and all this money's going towards that hope that, you know, we can find that cure. We want to find that first survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And we want that to be, within our lifetime. So we get closer every day, but we need people to come out there and walk and just kind of raise that awareness.
Right. And you were talking about giving people support. You know, one of the biggest ways that you can support those that are the family members that are dealing with somebody that's afflicted with Alzheimer's is your time. Go visit with them, or say, hey, you want to run in town and get some groceries? I'll stay here with so-and-so for a few minutes. Respite, I believe, is what you called that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best, probably most appreciated things you can do. Because those folks need a break occasionally. They love that person, but they need a break from that situation.
Right.
Yeah, so most definitely.
Keep that in mind.
Most definitely. That's it's a different kind of frustration and a different kind of struggle, I think, for those that are having to act as a caretaker for a loved one in that situation, because there are so many different dynamics involved and so many different emotions and everything else. Something else for any musicians out there. I remember mentioning this last year, and I'll mention it again, but music can be a really good therapy and a really good way to help. I remember doing that at one point, going to an Alzheimer's unit and just sitting down and being invited there, and I just sat down. I just had a songbook in front of me and just, sat and played music from the era that the folks that were in there might be familiar with, and for a lot of them that still connects. They still remember, certain songs.
I've seen that in action.
That's another way that you might think, well, I'm not really, one that could sit with somebody. That is a way that, if you can play music and you don't have to be specially trained in anything. You don't have to be, you just have to be able to just sit there and play a song or two and something that they would enjoy to experience and trust me, that will be an experience that you won't forget either, and will be,
I'm sure,
that'll be a treasured experience
yes, for yourself. For sure. Yes. Well, we have less than a minute. I know that we've given it several times, but give the information about this Saturday's event one more time.
That's this Saturday, Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's going to be out at Ohio State, the Ohio State University at Marion, on the Marion campus. Registration opens at 8 a.m., and the walk itself begins at 9:30 with a brief ceremony before that. So please, anyone that's out there, you can absolutely come on out and just register to walk, and any donations are going to be much appreciated. Let's find that first survivor of Alzheimer's.
Most certainly. An event that's well worth your time and your...
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talk